case to hear an individual complaint, you should make that to the trust. And I have actually also said that we're here to discuss the performance of the trust, not shaping the future of this part of London.
But
do you want to deal with the question? My preference would be that if there is an individual concern, even though it's quite historic,
it's not going to really
put direct to the trust rather than discuss in public. I think it's not a good place to discuss it.
That's absolutely fine, Chairman. In summary, I would just like to say that I think the board and the Council of Governors feel that Chelsea and Westminster is a well-run, well-managed hospital with its population need at its heart. There's nothing macabre about anything. It's a strange choice of the word, but nothing macabre about anything that Chelsea and Westminster has entered into, other than to actually promote to the public the fact that change is happening and that the public, the local public, needs to understand what that is and support their hospital. I'll say nothing further. I'm very happy to deal with the question in more detail directly outside of this meeting if you wish. And I would just say also, there will always be a choice of hospitals for people to attend in North West London.
No.
That is a guarantee of shaping a healthy future.
Ms. Steelen,
and I'm sorry if you've not had the experience that you should have expected in Chelsea and Westminster, nor should you discount the fact that Charing Cross will be available to you. It is a local hospital that will remain.
As was Mary's, as part of it.